Because we're going to switch over right now.
Right?
Yeah,
I heard that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Then,
oh, yeah,
I'll find a way to combine the whole interview.
In the RRRs, but,
we don't do that.
Okay. All right, so you guys go into another song? Wait a minute. Let me. It's loading. No files. Hit it twice. Okay, go right ahead. You got another
song?
All
right, song? We're going to do Cajun Party.
All right.
Which is a song I wrote, and it's about what happens on a Saturday night in Cajun country. They have what they call the Fe Dodo, where people gather either at somebody's house or at a club, and they bring the kids, and the Fe Dodo means to go to sleep. So they have some people who will watch the kids and babysit, and they take turns, and they dance, and they have a party. And so this is basically what that is about, Cajun Party. One, two. One, two, three, four.
The Cajun dance, do the Zydeco. All get down to eat, then we'll put the kids to sleep. And all get rowdy at the Cajun party. Down in Bayou Cove, Louisiana. The music's as hot as jambalaya. The papas and mamas and kids in their jammies. All get rowdy at the Cajun party.
Absolutely great. So, what brought you into playing this type of music?
Well, I guess we can take turns talking about that. For myself, I was playing in a traditional Irish band, Jigs and Reels and Hornpipes and Shanties, and one of the guys in the band was from England, and he told me about the fact that he had seen Clifton Chenier in London. and about Zydeco, and at the time I had never heard of it. He said, "But you should try listening to this stuff. It's got accordion in it." So I went out and I bought some Cliff and Chenier CDs, and then I went to the Cajun and Bluegrass Festival subsequently, and I met John Delafosse, the great Cajun accordion player and Zydeco player, and Marc Savoie. I actually get to meet them, talk with them in workshops, and I got hooked. And since then, I've played with the Boogaloo Swamis for about 12, 14 years. These guys, I was an original member, these guys joined the band as well, so we're all former Boogaloo Swamis. Yeah, so for everybody, I guess it was different. How about you, Mike?
Well, for me, there was actually a couple of movies in the 80s that I saw, Southern Comfort and The Big Easy. Mm-hmm. And that was my first memory of hearing Cajun and Zydeco music. And then there actually was a tour that came through my hometown of Saratoga Springs of different Louisiana-based groups. And, like, I think Beau Soleil was there and Dr. John and a few, maybe, I forget exactly who, it was like 1993. And I went and, you know, at one point they had invited the audience up on, you know, the SPAC stage. I don't know how many people out there know about the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, but, and then, you know, just, I started to seek it out in records. And then, like I said before, I moved out to Boston and answered the ad for the Boogaloo Swamis looking for a drummer, and it was all downhill from there.
The rest is history. Yeah, I played a lot of blues along with Top 40 and stuff. Since I, harmonica was one of my favorite instruments, and you know, I'd heard I had the Dr. John album, the Gri Gri Gumbo Yaya. It was a big hit he had, Walking on Golden Splinters and all that kind of stuff. And I got a call from, they were needed to replace their fiddle player and their sax player. At one point they had one guy who did both, which is a little unusual. Usually windy people don't usually do strings. But anyway, so I ended up being the sax player, and that was with them, and that was great. And I had been to New Orleans a bunch of times, and I mean, this is just such feel-good music, you know. You just, such music that you just can't help but feel good when you're playing it and when you're listening to it and that. And speaking of Dr. John, we opened up for him out in Western Mass, several times, right? Yeah. I did once, and yeah. I brought my copy of my Gri Gri Gumbo Yaya album, and I asked him to sign it. I said, "Sir, can you sign it?" He says, "Yeah, I'll sign it for you." And I said, "I said, I bet you don't see this too often." He said, "Every time I sign it, I'll see it."
Yeah. Yeah. So you boys want to have a beer? Yeah. That's how little slow he talks. And yeah, okay, you boys, come on down, have a beer with us.
What an ambassador.
He's cooler than that, though, man. Yeah.
That was my best. That's why I don't give up my day job.
See, my first introduction, I would say, and it's not really, I mean, other than here with Bob and Pete, it was Live and Let Die. James Bond movie.
Oh.
You know, they're walking down the street, and you've got the funeral procession and the music and,
oh yeah,
you know, the real
New Orleans style funeral.
Absolutely.
Yeah, near thy God to me or something like that on the way into the graveyard, and then after
and one
that
big party
second
after
line, you know, carnival's music on the way back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And you know, I mean, you know, I was much younger. Well, Live and Let Die, if you guys didn't remember it, I mean, that's...
Oh, I know. I remember the movie. I don't remember that scene, though.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
Uh-huh.
I always think of Paul McCartney whenever I hear Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
What about Easy Rider? There's a whole bunch of scenes in New Orleans.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So that's, I don't know.
So, what was I going to say? Let's do this brief message, and we'll come right back.
Okay, sounds good.
The Squeeze Box Stompers.
This part of our broadcast day was made possible by a grant from the Salem State Clipper Card. Your Salem State Clipper Card acts as a prepaid debit card at select locations. For all the latest info about your Clipper Card, including where to use it off campus, visit them on the web at salemstate.edu and search for Clipper Card. Or stop by their office at the Student Navigation Center at Central Campus. Remember, you can manage your Clipper Card online 24 hours a day by visiting salemstate.edu/get and sign in using your Navigator login information. The Salem State Clipper card, your passport to campus and beyond.
Welcome back. Tuned.
On the juke joint with the squeeze box stompers, I'm Aaron.
Jeff.
Rockin' Ralph.
And Mike Meigs.
So, what else do you have for us? What would you like to play for us next?
What would we like to play? Well, I think we've touched upon Zydeco, we've touched upon Cajun music, and I think what we'd like to play now would be sort of the New Orleans second line type of, like Professor Longhair, Dr. John type of songs. I'm going to let Jeff talk about this. Okay.
This next tune we're going to do is called Mardi Gras Mambo. And
love that song.
It was made famous by the Hawkettes. I heard it way after the Hawkettes and kind of worked my way back to like heard the Hawkettes. But anyway, you'd have to call it a New Orleans standard. Many mm-hmm. people, Stanley Durrell from Buckwheat Zydeco, I mean, he probably did this 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And it's just another one of those really good feel-good tunes. Got a mambo beat behind it. And anyway.
And it's on your new album.
Mardi Gras Mambo is on our new CD. Yes, it is. Jeff's singing it.
And since we've had it in studio, I've probably played it half a dozen times already.
Oh, great. Keep it going.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Squeeze Box Stompers with Mardi Gras Mambo.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That in there.
Yes.
Long time ago, I had a friend of mine who brother played in a great band that played a lot of New Orleans and a lot of jazz and blues.
Uh-huh.
And there was a song they sang. It's a story about a young man who goes to his father and wants to date this young lady. And he says, "You can't date her. She's your sister. But your mama don't know."
Yeah.
Great song.
Uh-huh.
And then...
I've heard it. Yeah.
Well, at the end, goes to the mother and says, and the mother says to the son, "Your father isn't your father, and your father doesn't know."
I sang that with an a cappella group back in college. It's called Awo Ami. We used to do it. The version we learned was like a Caribbean version, which makes sense because a lot of that stuff came up through New Orleans, right?
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think we know it, unfortunately.
No, I don't.
Well, know that. For the next time you come in,
something to look forward to, right?
Well, because it's a little bit different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got that island flair to it.
Yeah. Well, they were called the High Tops. And they were out of New York City.
Uh-huh.
A little bit different.
All right. What would we like to do next?
Aldea. How about Aldea?
Would that work?
Let's do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is also a holiday song, but it's not New Year's. Okay. It's El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. In Mexico, November 2nd, which is also my birthday, by the way, guys. You want to get ready for that, you know, presents and so forth.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song in honor of my own birthday, and it's kind of about, you know, the ceremony they have in Mexico where they gather together to at the graveyards of people that they, you know, they honor and cherish, and they bring, you know, certain things that remind them about that person. And during that day, the spirit of that person is supposed to come back to Earth. So it's like born on the Day of the Dead. And so that's why I always say, I don't know if I'm coming or going, because I was born on the Day of the Dead.
That's a good excuse.
But please bring riches and anything he'd like.
So this is it, El Día de los Muertos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Away while bones are still resting in the grave. Where do we go when we die? I say, where will you be on your judgment day? Some people moan, some people cry, some people pray, some drink tequila and two step to the grave. Aye. Shall return along the way, some hard lessons learned. No beginning, no end, straight ahead. When you're born on the Day of the Dead, I got born on the Day of the Dead. El Día de los Muertos is it life or death that I dread? You don't say I was born on the Day.
turn, now no, not where are they? When you hear a newborn baby cry, then you'll know that the spirit never dies. On my grave, build me an ofrenda, make a mask of my calavera, say a prayer over my earthly bed, and I'll return on the day of the dead. Born on the day of the dead.
Muchas gracias.
As Bob says, fantastic.
Thank you.
Got a question.
Sure.
You're using bamboo sticks.
Yeah, well, these are almost like brooms.
Yes.
I mean, I could probably sweep the floor. You know.
is this waiting for Mr. Miyagi to come in?
Oh, what a dream that would be. You know, put me I'll stand on one leg. On a post, I'll rub my belly
and hit the drum. Head.
And sing at the same time.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Right. But you're using those primarily to control your volume, right?
Yeah, well, it just gives a tone. They're a little softer. They got like, you know, they're not made of metal, so they have a little meatier of a sound. I like them.
They work?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds great. I mean,
thank you.
And your event coming up next Saturday at Lars Anderson Park.
Well, it's actually October 15th, two weeks from Saturday.
Yeah. I went there as a kid, Lars Anderson, the museum.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the cars back then were antiques. What they have now, if they've got a DeLorean, that's an antique now.
Yep.
Actually, if they have a Yugo, it's an antique, but I think that's a little...
How about an Edsel?
They have a beautiful Edsel. I've had one there. I mean, I've been there a number of times because my friend actually is the one of the directors there, and it's a rotating bunch of exhibits. Some of the stuff is just lent to them. They own a bunch, and stuff gets brought in. You just never know what you're gonna see there, and every one of them would just like take your breath away. You know, they're just like spectacular. There was a motorcycle show, and my brother-in-law is so into motorcycles. I took a picture of it and I sent it to him, and he says, "Where is that? I want that."
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But even outside the hills. Lately the weather's not been conducive to it, but great place to have a picnic. Fly kites and whatever. I mean, in the springtime, it's just unbelievable.
Great view of Boston from there, from the hills up there.
And it's, you know, Bob was wondering, you know, how difficult this is to get to. It's very easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
just go to the website. I think if you could...
LarsAnderson.org or SqueezeBoxStompers.com.
Right. The LarsAnderson.org will give you directions directly there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, I went there, it's been a long time, so we look forward to seeing you there. And
Are you and Bob going to come? You're on the guest list.
Yes.
Oh, great. Yes. All right.
Can't miss it.
Excellent. Thank you.
You know, like last night, did he tell you we saw Victor Wainwright?
Right.
And that was just an unbelievable show.
Yeah, so we're going to, it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, we call it Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Cars, I should say. Not the Dancing with the Cars.
Dancing at the Cars at Lars.
Dancing with the Cars at Lars. Oh, yes.
Good. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh, I saw
it. What a ring to it.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
So, growing up, what did you listen to? What did you play?
Growing up, okay.
Long time ago.
You know what? But funny thing though, I keep remembering this. I had to be like, I started playing accordion when I was five. My grandfather played. My grandfather came from Italy. He played a one-row accordion, and my cousin played, and my brother played. And so, you know, I took lessons at five. But I, somehow or other, I remember on the radio, my mother playing the radio, and certain songs, you know, kind of gelled with me, and one of them was Jambalaya. It's funny, I mean, I must have been five or six, and I really liked that song. And that always kind of stayed with me. I mean, I played all sorts of things, you know, on the accordion, and I played traditional Irish music and jigs and reels for quite a while. But, you know, open to playing any international folk music. So, I mean, basically, whatever you can play on the, you know, accordion, I like to try it. I try out. It doesn't always work, but I like to try it out. About you guys?
Me, we had a lot of blues and soul music, and of course the Beatles. You know, my father used to listen to a lot of B.B. King and James Brown, Lightnin' Hopkins, all that stuff, and Ray Charles, and then the Beatles, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, and then just whatever was on the radio, a lot of rock and roll, you know. And then I started getting into jazz. In junior high, joined the jazz band in school and stuff, and pretty much just whatever would come my way. If people asked me to come and play drums with them, I would do it, you know. So a lot of it just depends on your friends, you know.
Yeah, around my house, my father was into classical music, and he played Mozart all the time, and Bach, and Beethoven, and Handel, and so forth and so on. And then he also happened to like Broadway, and there was a, I heard Ella Fitzgerald, because she sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, and some of those others, those maybe it wasn't that one, but anyway, there was an Ella album he used to play all the time, and then he loved Fats Waller, and he had a 8-inch 33 record he used to play, so heard all that, and then of course I was listening to the Beatles, and I was listening to all the pop music on the side, which wasn't, I had to do that on my own. That didn't get listened to around my house, but that's all right. They didn't mind what I listened to as long as it wasn't too loud. So, and then I started getting into blues because I heard some Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Sonny Boy Williamson, and I really got into that stuff. And it's all the rest is history.
See, I grew up similar. I mean, my father listened to Beethoven, Bach, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Lerner and Lowe, Gilbert and Sullivan, Rodgers and Hammerstein. I had no idea what rock and roll was until 1971.
Ooh.
Other than, I mean, you know, my band was the Monkees.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Ooh.
And, you know, 50 years later, they're still rocking the 3 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all the great shows in the 50s and 60s had great music behind them. And they could have been anything. I mean, they, you know, it could have been, you know, you had blues and jazz and, you know, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best part of it. Of course, talking about the accordion, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the one gentleman who brought it really to the forefront in the last 30 years was supposed to be an accountant. And if it wasn't for Dr. Demento, Weird Al would have had
enough.
Weird Al. Oh, yeah, Weird Al. Yeah.
That guy's a genius, man.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Blues Brothers, the first movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know, people say that if it wasn't for that, blues was disappearing because, you know, they brought everybody who was anybody into the first movie and the second movie. But, you know, I like the first movie best.
That live album where I think it was Jake shouts out, "Go out and buy as many blues albums as you can," you know. And that had Soul Man on it, too.
And we actually interviewed the official Blues Brothers band when because they came up here to, I forgot whether it was the, it would have to be the Cabot, and a couple months ago. And, you know, I mean, I came in here and have just done a little bit of everything. I mean, I've done blues, I've done jazz, and, you know, we're lucky in this country to have as much great music, and even, especially locally.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I said, I because I when I fill in on the blues show, I grab your music and make sure, you know, your last album, this album, because you know what, we can bring everybody in from all over the country, which gives people knowledge and, but local is the key, because without local, you know, the kids the kids don't hear it. And I would assume at some of your shows, other than this one, which will be later, you know, kids and adults and all ages and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We do a lot of outdoor gigs in the summer. And we play, you know, like, you know, the kind of traditional town gazebo concert series. And it's filled with families, people of all ages, and sometimes we do like dance contests with the kids and see them run around, bump into each other, and stuff like that, doing Zydeco. But yeah, we like to appeal to. I mean, it's uplifting music. I play it all the time to pick up my spirits, and especially if I'm late and I'm driving, and I gotta get somewhere in my car, I put on the CD, and it gets me there quicker.
That's
my baby. What are you doing? Oh, the policeman pulls me over. I said, well, I couldn't help it. I was listening to the CD. Oh, I understand. Yeah, won't write you a ticket.
That was supposed to be a secret, man.
Yeah.
Well, because it was very difficult for him to sit behind the wheel and play his accordion.
Right. But I can dance while I drive, you know.
Air accordion.
Yeah. Well, can we, we're going to have to get on the road, but can we do one more song? We have time to do one
Absolutely.
More song?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this song is the last song on the CD, and it's a song I wrote called Squeezebox Stomp, and obviously, in, you know, named after the band, Squeezebox Stompers, but it's another song about, you know, the tradition of getting together at an old roadhouse and people having a good time. I mean, that's how this music started. It was people sitting on their porches or people gathering at family events. It wasn't about star power, and it wasn't about competition. It's about music being a part of your life. And that's what I kind of like the concept of. And I hopefully capture this in Squeezebox Stomp. There's an old roadhouse out on the bayou where the Cajuns dance the whole night through. They travel far from city and swamp to walk in round Squeezebox Stomp. Oh yeah, Cher Captain. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my deep feet. Alonzo don't say that the bones won't do lay. Hey! Let out a roar. Oh yeah, Cher Captain. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my deep feet. Alonzo don't say that the bon don't do lay. Thank you.
trouble, they pass a good time. Family and friends are all intertwined. Cajun tradition that never goes old. The bad times come, but the good times roll. Oh yeah, c'est gâté. Oh yeah, je l'ai blanc. Oh yeah, ma petite fille. L'homme dansé à la bande de l'huile. Hey! To travel far from city and swamp, to rock and roll, scuba style. Oh yeah, c'est gâté. Oh yeah, joli blanc. Oh yeah, ma petite fille. Allons danser, let the bande rouler. Oh yeah, c'est gâté. Oh yeah, joli blanc. Oh yeah, ma petite fille. Allons danser, let the bande rouler. Oh yeah, c'est gâté. Oh yeah, joli blanc. Oh yeah, ma petite fille. Allons danser.
As you said, magnifique.
Magnifique.
Thank you.
So again, let everybody know how to reach you.
Uh-huh. Well, basically, squeezeboxstompers.com. That's the best way to get in touch with us via our website. We're also on Facebook. Just plug in Squeezebox Stompers. You know, we're around. We send out email listings. We send out Facebook postings. We're on various websites. We always send information to you folks, and we always appreciate your forwarding it and sending it out to people. That really helps. So we're around. We look forward to seeing people at the CD release party, and maybe, as I say, in Salem, December 15th, we'll be at the cinema in Salem, Christmas on the Bayou. And obviously, we'll keep you guys posted and come back again sometime if you have us.
Absolutely. And also on my What's Happening page, because every time you post, I repost it.
Ah, excellent.
You know, most important.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, we thank you, Aaron, and we thank Bob. And we'll be seeing you at the CD release party then.
Absolutely.
All right.
On the 15th.
On the 15th. Right.
8 to 11.
Yeah. All righty.
Be
thank
there.
You. Bonsoir.